You're listening to South Florida's good news station, WCNO Palm City.
Thank you for joining The Healthy Way. I am Dr. Roy Spicer, biochemist and water quality specialist with Clean Water Revival in Stuart, Florida, with my co-host Kim Jones, pharmacist with Prescription and Wellness Shop of Stuart, Florida. Welcome to our show, The Healthy Way. This is Dr. Roy Spicer with my co-host Kim Jones. Just a quick background. My background includes a bacteriologist for the New Jersey Department of Health, a biochemist for Ortho Research Foundation, and I achieved a Level 5 certification as a water specialist. I practiced chiropractic for 30 years on Long Island, New York. Currently, I'm vice president of Clean Water Revival located in Stuart, Florida. I'm here with my co-host, Kim Jones.
Hi there, I'm Kim Jones. I'm a Florida licensed pharmacist. I have been practicing on the Treasure Coast for almost 20 years. I am a native of Mount Sterling, Kentucky, and received my Bachelor of Science in Pharmacy from Midwestern University in Illinois. My background includes working within chain and mail order pharmacies, as well as specialty and independent community pharmacy. Currently, I am the owner of the Prescription Shop and Wellness Center of Stuart, where my staff and I are committed to caring for members of the community like they are family.
Today, we are happy to introduce our guest, Zee Fisher, better known as Celebrity Chef Zee. She is a master vegan and raw food chef. Chef Zee grew up in Sierra Leone and started cooking with her grandmother at an early age. Chef Zee has been a professional chef for many years and specializes in raw and vegan cuisine. She has worked with many celebrities, royalty, and clients with health conditions such as cancer. Chef Zee has been on TV, radio, and written in many magazines. So welcome to our show, Chef Zee.
Thank you.
Well, first I want to say I've eaten your food. It's fantastic. As you well know, I love your avocado pudding. It's just absolutely spectacular. There's nothing better. But what our listeners would like to know is people are very busy. They buy fast food or prepared food. So how can our listeners incorporate healthy eating that's easy and quick?
Well, they can always reach me. They can always order food from me because what I do is I put a menu for clients and I make the food, prepare the food at home and then deliver it to clients. And I also do teaching food demos. And I also have tons of recipes on Facebook where they can get an easy vegan, vegetarian recipes.
Well, I know being a vegetarian is a little difficult. I tried it many years ago. And I wasn't doing the right thing, so I was eating the wrong foods, and my blood pressure dropped very low, and I really didn't combine the right foods. So maybe you can tell us a little bit about how food combining and what the types of foods to get all the proteins and minerals and vitamins that you need. How do you balance that out with your type of cooking?
Well, first, what I do was, and I go to the farmer's market every weekend, and I see what produce is there for me to prepare food for myself and my husband or my clients. So there's a lot of different kind of protein you can get out there if you don't want to eat any meat. There's like tempeh, tofu, Beyond Meat. You can do a lot of sprouting, a lot of beans. You can add into your diet, into your food to have more protein into it, juicing.
Well, that seems a little bit radical for a lot of people. I mean, when I go into the supermarket and I look into people's baskets, I mean, they're really just loaded up with junk food. Mm-hmm. So I notice confusing as far as diet, what to eat, what's right, what's wrong. There's so many diets on the market, and it gets really confusing. So is a high-protein diet good or a low-fat diet good? I mean, there's a lot of different opinions about that. There's a lot of books out there. Mm-hmm. My friend Ann Louise Gilliman, we interviewed her. She'll be on a future show. She just wrote a book called Radical Metabolism. Mm-hmm. And it's very interesting as far as essential fats. So I know with certain vegetables, mm-hmm. you can get all the essential fats you need. And what are the things you need to do to get the proteins that you need without eating a lot of meat or dairy products?
Well, we do a lot of sprouting at home. So I add a lot of sprouts into our food, like chickpeas, black beans. Also, you can find pastas that are also made from different kinds of beans. So if you want to stay away from the carbs, the bad carbs and stuff like that, and also add into a lot of green veggies into the food too. I do a lot of like the hummus, which is have a lot of high protein and fiber into it. We do a lot of quinoa, chia seeds, flax seeds, a lot of different kind of seeds, and nuts, absolutely good nuts in avocado.
Well, I'm geared towards that kind of diet, but you know, when you tell people to have to eat seeds, it sounds like you're a bird, you know, you're just pecking away.
I know. So
you have to eat a lot of seeds. You know, do I have to eat a pound of seeds a day? I mean, I always snack on certain, like pumpkin seeds are very good, but that's not my mainstay of my diet. It's more of like a snack.
Okay.
But in terms of like a daily meal for breakfast or lunch or dinner, what would be a typical, let's say, breakfast for most people that would be a sort of a vegan, healthy diet? And I know you deal with a lot of people that are very sick, but you know, we're trying to orient ourselves towards a healthier lifestyle because so many people are getting sick. And really, to get well, you have to have good nutrition and clean food and water and air. But what are the things, you know, typically you would start out, let's say, for breakfast? What would you recommend eating?
For breakfast, if you want to have, I would recommend doing like a chia pudding, which is also good because the chia has a lot of fiber, protein, omega-3 fatty acid. So you can actually make that ahead of time, like overnight. You add in like coconut milk, cinnamon, nutmeg. You just mix it up and then you have yourself a nice healthy breakfast, and it's easy to make and you take to work. It doesn't take long at all. You can also do the hemp seeds too, which is good. You can do that with like a pudding, or the flax seeds. You can do that as a pudding too. So,
well, I'm getting tired of eating eggs and avocado, and I just found out some of the cereals we're eating have a lot of sugar in it, so we're trying to keep the sugar level down. And with the diet that you have, is the sugar level kept at a low level?
The sugar, yeah. I don't do much sugar. Even when I make desserts for my clients, I don't use that much sugar at all. I try to use dates or figs that have just to help balance the sugar and just to get out of the food, so I don't use that at all. So you can also do like avocado toast in the morning with some like sprouted toast, which is good with some sprouts and tomatoes and peppers, and that's a good healthy breakfast you can do for lunch or dinner. Do some wraps with like collard greens and some hummus stuff like that and cucumbers.
Sounds delicious. Well, this takes a lot of time to prepare, and I know my wife is cooking this morning. Before she went to work, she was up at 4:30 this morning preparing soup and all that. So it's a lot of work involved.
Right.
But you know, for an average person, let's say if they work, are there simple, less time-consuming products they can use? Is there anything prepared out on the market that, you know, I mean, and I don't want to insult your capabilities.
No.
You know, everything you do is cooked.
Mm-hmm.
But let's say if I want to grab something in a health food store, are there anything that's prepared that you would recommend, or you just basically want to start fresh with everything?
I think starting fresh, I think it's good, because now you don't know how long it's been sitting at the shelf. You don't know how long it's been there, been cooked 3 or 4 days. You can grab something, like you can have like a quick sandwich when you go to the store.
Well, that, you know, I think is, I used to go to a store that had a deli department. You know, this was up in New York. I don't see it down here. They used to have everything freshly made, you know, the sprouts and everything, where you could just grow in and make a sandwich.
Mm-hmm.
They put sprouts, avocado, hummus, whatever you wanted.
Right.
But I don't see those kind of delis down here. They're health delis, if you want to call them. Do you know of any?
The good deli? It's hard. You have to actually look online. The best way to do it is actually go to the farmer's market on the weekend, Saturdays and Sundays, buy as much produce as you can get organic, and then bring it home and just have prepped everything for 3 to 4 days. That's going to help you save some time and save money. It's soups. You can cook soup ahead of time too, and you just have it in your freezer when you're ready to eat it. Just warm it up. That's basically, I don't like to buy soups at the store because
The sodium content,
and you don't know what's in it. So I like to make mine fresh, and I just do a couple soup, 3 or 4 soups, and I just freeze them for myself or for my husband or for my client. Basic salad is pretty easy. You can put a salad together and just add in some different kind of beans, sprouted beans. That's easy. Doesn't take long at all.
So. One of the things I had a question on, Chef C, is the bread to make a sandwich. You know, I feel like with this, we're in a world of low carb.
Mm-hmm.
You know, no carbs, no bread, no white stuff.
No gluten.
No gluten. I get so confused when I'm standing at the market sometimes, because you're right, every now and then I want a sandwich. A lot of times I put it on lettuce, but I've heard of that Ezekiel bread. Is that a good bread? I mean, give me some options for bread or how to make a sandwich, or do you just recommend wrapping it in lettuce?
You can do Ezekiel bread is good. There's another kind of wraps that I found at Whole Foods. I have to send the pictures to you. Maybe you can post it. I forgot the name of it. It's actually made from coconut flour and chickpeas flowers, which is awesome. You can also do collard green wraps, which is nice too. You can do that, or do romaine wraps, which is good too. So you just have to look at the ingredients. And we do a lot of wraps at home, but I use a lot of like collard greens or kale and stuff like that. Sometimes I make my own. I dehydrate my own wraps, my pizza and my crackers.
Oh, okay. And then the other thing is, when you say like kale wraps and stuff, so is everything raw? Do you recommend we leave everything raw? Because I grew up on collard greens, but I can tell you they were probably made with bacon grease.
Not in my house. No, you can do a little balance, a little bit of cooked with the wrap, a little bit of raw. So yeah, you can do that. Like what I do, raw wraps, I use like the Beyond Meat sausage. It's actually pretty awesome. It's different kind of protein. It's not beef, but it tastes like beef, but it's not. It's 100% plant-based. I basically just cook it, and I just put on a collard green and wrap it and add some kind of more vegetables into it.
Okay.
Well, just to mention that if there's any questions from our listeners, they can call the station at 888-221-8990. Station number is 888-221-8990 if you have any questions for Z. One of the things that I'm going back a long time, you know, some of the people that I knew that went into the vegan or vegetarian, there's all different types. There's ovo-lacto, mm-hmm. Then you have a straight vegan, then you have all these different combinations. The problem that I have is just eating dairy. So I was using dairy as a protein, and it's really not a good source of protein because mm-hmm. you have all sorts of things in the dairy products. So you mentioned about organic, and I think that's it's a key thing today because it's hard to get organic produce. Right. And, you know, there's sometimes questions, is it really organic or can there be contaminants? I mean, I would like to get everything as clean as possible. Mm-hmm. As far as juicing, and we have a call coming in. Let me take that.
Okay.
Hi, you're on The Healthy Way. You have a question?
Hi, yes, I do. I'm curious if I eat a lot of salads. If every single day I'm eating salads, and I'm wondering if it's too much. I try to put all the meat on the salad and keep veggies and a lot of protein, but I'm wondering if eating salad every single day for every meal is just too much for the digestive system.
Actually, it's not. Actually, it's very good that you eat in salad every day because you need that roughage. You need that fiber. So it depends on what kind of dressing you're using with it. So I think that's wonderful. So keep on eating the good salad. Keep on eating all those greens.
Well, what do you recommend as far as oils? That's a big question that just came up. They don't recommend canola oil. Now I hear they're recommending other oils, like not only olive oil, mm-hmm. but it could be avocado oil mm-hmm. or sesame oil. Are there any oils that you prefer or that taste good, give a little variation to the taste?
Absolutely. I use flaxseed oil, hemp seed oils, avocado oils, coconut oils, a little bit of sesame oils. So make sure it's organic. And it's pretty easy. You just put the oils and a little bit of lemon or lime juice, a little bit of salt and pepper and garlic, and that's your dressing. It's easy to go.
Okay. Does that answer your question?
All right. Yes. Thank you very much.
Well, great. Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Well, that was interesting. You know, the oils are, again, my friend Anne Louise, she's an expert on oils and nutrition. She recommended the hemp oil, which we have. Mm-hmm. The thing is now for cooking, what do you use for cooking? Because you can't, certain oils aren't good for cooking, but right. They're good for salad dressing. What do you recommend for cooking oils?
For cooking oil, it depends what I'm cooking. I use a little bit of coconut oil, a little bit of olive oil. So it depends on the dish what I'm making. But I try to not to use too much cooking olive oil because it burns too fast. So I use a little bit of both. And also you can use like the veganese butter, which is also good for cooking too.
Right. I like the Irish butter. Do you like that?
I don't think I've used that one yet.
There's an organic butter you can get because, again, you don't want to have anything with growth hormone or
right.
other contaminants in the dairy mm-hmm. process. So you have to be, again, observant as to where the source of the food is mm-hmm. and make sure it's either organic or it's range-free, things like that, where right. they don't put antibiotics into the animals because that gets down into the milk mm-hmm. or the butter.
Right.
One of the other questions I had, that you work with a lot of clients that have serious illnesses, and mm-hmm. you know, what do you find as far as their diet? Is there anything that you have to do differently for them, you know, if they had cancer or they have some serious illnesses, to help recover? I mean, it's not a treatment, of course,
right,
but
of course.
Food is sort of a medication in the mm-hmm. terms of a health thing, because you need all those nutrients to recover in the body to rebuild. Mm-hmm. Is there any extra things you do for certain types of clients, you know, that may be particular for their particular condition?
Absolutely. First, when I meet a client, I go through their pantry and I toss away a lot of stuff that doesn't belong in the pantry. So, and I take them to the store, Whole Foods, like go for a field trip and show them how to shop and look at ingredients. So I do take away a lot of meat, dairy out of their diet, a lot of bread and carbs out of their diet, do bad oils out of their diet, and introduce them to a plant-based diet. Actually, they've been, most of my clients been very impressed and making different kind of food for them, just vegan or vegetarian, just to introduce them to a healthy lifestyle. A lot of different sprouts, like the tempeh, like a taco, you can do that as a taco, which is good. You know, the Beyond Meat, you can do it as a taco. You can do whatever, you know, different kind of stuff out there. So, yes.
Well, I prefer tempeh versus soy. It's a different product.
Boy,
it's
stay fermented. Away from soy from them.
Because from what I've read, soys tend to be a little estrogenic versus tempeh, which is not. Mm-hmm. Plus, it tastes better. Mm-hmm. I've had grilled tempeh, which is very good. It has a little flavor to it.
Yes, absolutely. Mm-hmm.
The thing is, years ago, they used to use this hydrolyzed protein. So one of the vegetarian people I know, they went to Thanksgiving, so he used to tell me to get this vegetarian turkey, which was made out of this hydrolyzed protein. I didn't think it was so good. So you have any thoughts on what people can do for Thanksgiving if you're a vegetarian?
Right. For Thanksgiving, if you're vegetarian, what I do, I usually buy this big, the pumpkin. So that's my turkey. I stuffed it with different kind of yummy goodies stuffed in there, and I baked in the oven. That's what my husband and I would have as a turkey. It's delicious.
That sounds delicious.
It's delicious. Right. You don't miss eating turkey. Well, some people do, but we don't.
One of the things I want to ask Chef Z is in flavor. So I'm assuming you probably cook with a lot of herbs.
Yes.
And I would like to know some of the healthiest herbs or the healthier herbs that we could cook with. And do you cook with them? Do you add them in your salad dressings? Have them raw? That sort of thing. What's better to have raw and what's better to cook? And then mm-hmm. what are the best ones that we could use?
When I go to a farmer's market every weekend, there's a guy there that have all his spices and herbs. It's organic, so I get all my herbs from him.
Now, is this the farmer's market in Stewart?
Yeah, you can do it. Stewart, there's a guy there that I go and get my stuff in Stewart in West Palm Beach, and also in PGA on Burns Road too.
Okay.
I buy all my spices and my herbs organic from this guy. It's amazing. Like, do like rosemary, thyme, basil, lavender, lemongrass, everything. So you can never go wrong with cooking with fresh herbs.
Well, we use basil a lot because my wife's
pesto.
Italian.
Yes.
So we always have a basil plant going in the back.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
I'm a big rosemary. So we have a rosemary and a basil plant in our back.
Right. And those kind of herbs, so you can actually make them as a dressing. It's just a little bit of olive oil. Just warm up, just a little warm it up with, and drop in a couple garlic cloves, and then drop in a rosemary or thyme or basil leaves, and just let it overnight. You have a nice, healthy, infused oil for your salad or for cooking.
What do you use for to heat things up a little bit? Because I don't like things too hot, mm-hmm. like with red pepper. So are there any things, you know, red pepper that you use, or cumin, anything like that to spice things up?
Oh yeah, I have tons of spices. I use cumin seeds, fennel seed, curry, turmeric, coriander, so all the different kind. Oregano spice you can use too, which is like a Mediterranean kind of a spices and stuff like that. So yeah.
How about like red pepper flakes or cayenne?
Those are all
flakes.
Good. You can okay. use that cayenne, red pepper flakes, chili powder, smoked paprika. Those are all good spices you can use for cooking. Kind of gives the food some flavor.
It's good for your circulation
absolutely,
too, isn't it?
Absolutely, yes. Caliente.
Well, let's talk about desserts a little bit. And again, I mentioned earlier that my favorite with you is the chocolate avocado pudding. So I think it's just fantastic. You've made it for me several times. Mm-hmm. What are some of the desserts you like to make that were healthy?
That healthy and easy. I like to make like the little macaron balls, which is simple. It's maybe like 3 or 4 ingredients in it, and that's it. It's just like almond butter, shredded coconut, a little bit of lavender, and a tiny little bit of raw honey. Sometimes you don't even need honey, and just mix it together and just roll it as a ball and just freeze them. And so it's raw and it's simple, it's easy. Or you can do like chia seeds or flaxseed or hemp seeds, a mixed kind of sunflower seeds, just like, yeah.
Well, again, if you have any information you need from Chef C, you can call us now live at 888-221-8990. Chef C is a famous chef, and I've sampled some of her fantastic dishes. Talking about desserts, I think you brought over some Greek dessert one time, little pastries.
I did.
They were fantastic.
The baklava, and those are vegan.
Amazing. Mm-hmm. The taste of it is just so good, and you don't really think of it. I thought there was a lot of sugar in it, or it's very rich, but it isn't.
Mm-hmm.
And, it has fantastic flavor. It's just that you have to get away from all the gooey, creamy stuff you get into pastries, like cannolis. Mm-hmm. And I've eaten all the Italian pastries. But yours are very clean tasting, very nutritionally tasting, and they're healthy for you. So it's really, you're enjoying what you're eating, but it's also helping you improve your body's health.
Absolutely, absolutely. Like talking about cannolis, I make my own cheese. I make my own dessert. I make from stuff in the cannolis to make to make a dessert. So if you want to have cheese, you want to stay away from dairy, you can actually make your own cheese from cashews or macadamia nuts or almond nuts.
Oh, I love macadamia nuts. So like I'm putting my order in now. can you make me a macadamia nut cream pie? I had that in Hawaii once. That was fantastic.
I'll bring the pizza too for you, the raw vegan pizza.
I'll take one of those as well.
Okay.
I'm glad you brought up the seeds. I was going to ask that. I know we've talked about seeds, but I meant nuts. So mm-hmm. What are some of the better nuts? Are there any that you think we should stay away from?
Nuts that they say usually that coming from California, they said it's not good. So when I make like different desserts and food, I try to use nuts that it's not roasted. I make sure it's raw, organic, because I know that it's not processed, so it still have all the nutrients that's in it. So pretty much I use all kind of nuts. So it depends on what kind of dish I'm making in desserts.
Well, I like the walnuts particularly, but macadamia,
just Brazil nuts, yeah, almond nut, those are all good. So sunflower seed nuts, those are all good, you can use. Yeah,
I can also use the macadamia oil. There's an oil that's made out of macadamia nuts. Mm-hmm. That's I don't know if it's good for dressings, or
it's good for dressing. I use it
at
home.
Can we
once
cook
in a while
with that also, or is just strictly dressing?
I think it's good for dressing because okay. It doesn't taste the same when it's cooked, when it's burned. Yeah.
Now, what about the time you can keep oils? Because some of them turn rancid. Is there mm-hmm. a time limit you have on keeping oils, or you use them up pretty quickly and you turn them over?
I use them pretty quickly. Also, if you don't cook a lot, you have all these oils, I recommend put them in the fridge. Refrigerate your oil so it would stay longer from the oil, so it doesn't get too rancid. It doesn't taste bad. That's what I do.
Well, that's great information. I know Thanksgiving is coming up, so we're going to have to talk about a little side menu here from me and
sure.
Part of my family that likes healthy food.
Mm-hmm.
Have another part of the family that doesn't like healthy food.
I know what it's like.
But we'll sneak a couple of those cannolis in, or mm-hmm. the cream pie, because I know that's going to be fantastic from my experience with your cooking. What other things can you tell us about daily lifestyle eating that will help us be healthier? I mean, let's go to juicing, for example.
Sure.
Most people don't know a lot about juicing. There's books out there. I've tried a couple different types of juicing.
Mm-hmm.
When you get into some of the green juicing, it gets a little rough on the mm-hmm. taste. Mm-hmm. So you add a little apple or Ooh. Something to sweeten it up.
Right.
So what are the types of juice combinations that you like to use, that are healthy but also taste good?
Okay. So I like to use cucumber, celery, ginger, turmeric, lime, kale, you don't want to use too much kale, because if you're not used to kale, it's not going to taste too good. And you can add in like Granny Smith apples. Those are my favorite. Kind of gives it more flavor and more nutrients into the juicing. And a bunch of different kind of sprouts. You can use a lot of sprouts to juice, and it gives you a lot of liquid into it to do all the juicing. So you just have to mix it up. Go with what you like.
So I put a little beet in, but I know beet's pretty strong for your kidneys, isn't it? A little bit.
Well, they recommend not to use too much. Yeah, beet or a small amount, or carrots. It's trying to stay away from sugar, not to use those. But for me, yes, I like beets. Ginger and beets and lime or lemon goes very well when I juice them.
Well, I know I lectured down at Hippocrates, of course. You're familiar with your husband was the head nurse there. And I've tried some of their wheatgrass juice, and it's different than other wheatgrass juice that I tried. It's very sweet, mm-hmm. very nutrient-rich and mm-hmm. intense. And I can handle it, because years ago I tried wheatgrass, and it didn't taste very well, and I had mm-hmm. to mix it with carrot juice or something else. Ooh. So wheatgrass, though, has to be juiced a little differently, doesn't it? Or can you put it in a regular juicer?
I do. I actually use... I have a juicer at home. I do my juicer in a wheatgrass, in one juicer. Since I can drink a straight wheatgrass, so I mix it in my green drink. And also you can add in a little bit of coconut water if you can't drink a straight up juicer. And it kind of gives a little bit of taste.
And I have a quick question too when it comes to juicing. I get confused. So is juicing meant to replace a meal, or is juicing meant to get in healthy substances as a snack?
As a snack.
As a snack.
Yeah, because you have to have meals. So if you don't feel like eating heavy meals, you can juice. You can actually juice ahead of time, like the next, and just juice it overnight and just grab and go.
Okay, so, about how much should be in a juice? I mean, I'm a big eater and a big drinker, so I would like a 24-ounce, but I'm sure that's probably too much to have in one sitting. So in a juice, is it typically 8 to 12 ounces, or does it matter?
It doesn't matter. I mean, I can drink a whole big jar of juice by myself, just sitting around or doing stuff or cooking. If I just want to do a detox for like a whole day or something, I mean, it's not going to hurt you. It depends on what kind of veggies and you use to juice, what's in your juice.
Okay.
That's what it is, the ingredients. So, yes.
Is there a number people can reach you if they need more information?
They can reach me. Should I get my phone number? They can reach me at 561-629-0593. And I'm also on social media, Facebook. You can reach me on Instagram and Twitter. I have tons of recipes that I write for the Palm Beach magazine, happening.com. You can reach me there, Tasty Thursdays.
Great. Can you give that number one more time?
561-629-0593.
Well, you've been terrific. The information and knowledge that you have is absolutely, I think, essential for people who want to be healthy and enjoy good living. And I think the food quality is superb. I mean, I've had a number of things that you've cooked for us, and I think it's just absolutely outstanding. I've gone to restaurants that are vegetarian. I've never eaten that well from, people in restaurants. So your cooking really stands out.
Is there
any final things you'd like to say about people who are interested in vegetarianism?
They can always contact me, because I do classes. So I do food demos at Williams-Sonoma, and I do food demos online too. I do live videos online, so they can go and check out my pictures online, the recipes that I put on videos.
Just give us the number one more time.
561-629-0593.
Well, thank you so much for being on the show. This is Dr. Roy Speiser with co-host Kim Jones, and this is the Healthy Way Show. So join us next week at Tuesday at 1:00, and we'll be talking about other health subjects. Thank you. You have been listening today to The Healthy Way. Thank you for joining us. I am Dr. Roy Speiser of Clean Water Revival with my co-host Kim Jones of Prescription and Wellness Shop. For more information, the toll-free number is 800-444-3563. Again, 800-444-3563. See you next Tuesday at 1 p.m. for more on how to improve your overall well-being. Be well.
Good news and shoes. It's Jesus in the everyday, me and you. The good news. News and Shoes.
This is the Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
Good News and Shoes.